Jagannandam, because his father's name is also Jagannandam. Tribhuvana Kare Jar Charanabandam, to whom all the three worlds offer prayers at his lotus feet. Nilachale Shankar Chakra Gada Padda Dhar Nadiyana Gare Danda Kamandalu Kar. In Nilachala, in Jagannath Puri, he holds conch, disc, club, and lotus flower. But after being born in Nadia, he holds a sannyas stick and a sannyasi's kamandal, water pot. Keho bale purabete, raban badhilam, golokera bhaibab lila prakash karilam. Some say that previously he killed Ravana, and previously he demonstrated, he revealed the glorious pastimes of Golok. So in other words, previously he has appeared as Rama and as Krishna. Shri Radhar Bhave Ebe Gaura Avatar. He has now descended in this golden form with the feelings of Radharani. Hare Krishna Nama Gaura Kalila Pracha. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has preached the Hare Krishna Nama Mantra. Vasudeva Ghosha Bale Kari Jorhat. Vasudeva Ghosh, the author of this song, says with hands folded together, Jai Gaur, Shai Krishna, Shai Jagannath. Who is Gaur? He is Krishna, he is Jagannath. So it's a very simple and sweet song that you can just scroll down to the beginning and then we can sing it. Any tissue there? Jaya Jaya Jagannatha Shachirananda. Jaya Jaya Jagannatha. Jaya Jaya Jagannatha Shachirananda. Tribhuvana Kare Jar Charanabandha. Tribhuvana Kare Jar Charanabandha. Nilachale Shankha Chakra Gada Padda Dha.
Nilachale Shankha Chakra Gada Padda Dha.
Nadiya Nagare Danda Kamandalu Ka. Rabana Badhela.
Rabana
Golokera bhai bhadila akasha kari. Radhara bhave be kaura abata Hare Krishna nama gaura Hare Vasudeva Kashavali Kare Jauraha Jaura Shai Krishna Shri Jagannatha Jai Gaura Shai Krishna Shai Jagannath Jaya Jaya Sachirananda What, how do we sing it with the 1-2-3 beat? Yeah, but that's the morning tune. I just started to sing that myself. Ah. Nitai Gora Chandra Parama Karuna Pahundu Rijana Nitai Gora Chandra Parama Parama Karuna Pahundu Rijana Nitai Gora Chandra
Parama Karuna
Shabhi Avatar Sharshiro Mani Kevala Ananda Kanda Shabhi Avatar Shar Shiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda Bhaja Bhaja Bhai Chaitanya Nitai Sujara Vishasa Kari J bhaja bhaja bhai chaitanya nikai suji ravi shasa hari Vishaya chariya shero shema jiya mukhe gala hari hari Vishaya chariya shero shema jiya mukhe gala hari hari Dekhori bhai, bhubane nai, mona doya data. Dekhori bhai, bhubane nai, mona doya data. Pashupakhi chore, pashana vidore, shuni jara guna gatha. Pashupakhi chore, pashana vidore, shuni jara guna gatha. Shangshare majiya, mahile pariya, shepade na hula kaash. Shangshare majiya, mahile pariya, shepade na hula kaash. Apana karama bhanjaye shamana kahaye lochana da. Apana karama bhanjaye shamana kahaye lochana da. Karama karama kahundu ijana nishayo Karama karama kahundu ijana nishayo Chanda Nitai Gora Chanda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Gaura Vibhava Siddhi Mahamahotsav Ki Jai. Sri Gaura Jayanti Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Yadat Vaitam Brahmo Pamishadita Dapyasya Tanubhaya Atmanta Yami Purusha Itisyo Sangsa Vibhavaha Shada Ishvarya Puno Yayaha Sasvaya Mayam Nachaitanya Krishna Jagati Paratatvam Paramaya Anarpita Charing Chirat Karunya Vatirno Kalo Samabhyata Manotachvala Rasa Swabhakti Shriyam Hari Purta Sundara Duti Kadamba Sandipita Sada Hridaya Kandare Spurita Va Shakchinandaraha. Ajanu Lambita Bhujo Kamaka Vadato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalayatakshu Vishvambharo Dvijavaro Yuga Dharma Pavo Vande Jagatriya Karo Karuna Vataro. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So, this song which we just sung is by Lochandash Thakur, praising Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Today we are celebrating the appearance of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is always associated with his great devotees, beginning with Nityananda Prabhu, who is Balaram. Brajendra Nandan Jai Shachishuta Hailo Shai Balaram Hailo Nitan. Who is Krishna is now Gaura. Who is Balaram is now Nityananda. Golok hote nadi ai sheito esheche. From Golok they have come to Nadia. They have come. So they are praised as the most merciful. Any religious system praises God as merciful. Isn't it? We expect mercy from God. But the most merciful is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. Even considering all the Vishnu forms, even considering Krishna himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most merciful. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Kata Karaha Vichar. If we consider what is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we will simply be astonished, because he is giving the highest and the rarest, most difficult to attain love of God to the most fallen people. That is mercy. Mercy means something undeserved. So the most merciful is he who gives the greatest gift to the least qualified. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who gives the highest love of Krishna to people in Kali Yuga so disqualified. This is the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. They're together. They are the best of all the avatars. Of course, all the avatars are Krishna. They're not different. But this form is most merciful. And one very special feature is that the path he gives, not only is he giving the best thing to the least qualified, But the path that he gives is simply joyful. Generally, in religious processes, it's considered that because we are sinners, we have to do something, we have to have some suffering. We deserve some suffering. There's even some idea that God came to this world and got nailed up and killed, and God is suffering. Very frightening idea that God even has to suffer. But Krishna, we don't see him suffering. Krishna is always joyful. And he comes to this world to show what it means to be happy. Everyone wants to be happy, isn't it? Some people, they like to, you don't get it so much in India, but in Ireland you get a lot of people like that, people who like to make an argument just for the sake of an argument, especially in Dublin. Whatever you say, they'll say something opposite. So for those who say, no, I don't want to be happy, we have one experiment for them. You hit them on the head with a hammer. You don't want to be happy? All right, well, it's an axiom. Everyone wants to be happy. Not only every human, even every living being. The fly is flying around looking for some open wound. For him, that is happiness. For him or her, to use modern language. Could be a female fly also. The mosquito. Remember what those are in India? You don't get them much in Dubai. They're looking for some nice blood. And they're thinking, this is very nice. So everything that everyone, every living being, down to the worm does, at every moment is only for the sake of happiness, but no one is happy. You can see in Dubai, you look around, all the people, everyone has come to Dubai, what for? Because they think they'll have a happier life. Just go outside, just see, no one's happy. Everyone's miserable. Somewhat civilized way of being miserable, but miserable nevertheless. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to give us real happiness, which we cannot imagine. For people whose understanding of happiness means to buy a new sari, or to have another color of nail polish to put on your nails, or to have a bigger car than the person in the next apartment. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to show what is actual happiness. Not just to show, but to give us bliss. He doesn't say, we are sinful, so what does he say? To whip yourself, or take on great difficulties or suffering. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, sing the names of Krishna, dance and take prasadam. This is, what should we do? All our lives we've done so many sins and so many lives we've been performing sinful activities. And what does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says? Chant Hare Krishna, dance, be happy and take prasada. This is the most merciful incarnation. He doesn't see the wrong that we have done. He just says, well, just forget all that. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. And actually, everyone all over the world can be attracted to this. Krishna consciousness is simply joyful. Singing, dancing, taking nice prasadam, festivals, beautiful temple worship, everything nice and bright and happy, and not the artificial happiness of this material world. But people are happy they're trying to be happy, but it's sad to see how they're not actually happy. Whatever happiness is there, it's all superficial. But the real happiness, the happiness of the soul in connection with Krishna, that is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So be happy in Krishna consciousness. How is that possible? Bhaja bhaja bhai Chaitanya Nitai Sujira Bishasakam. Worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How do we worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedasaha. By Sankirtan Yagya we worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No difficult processes. You don't have to. Of course, sometimes we do yagyas and abhishekas and all this kind of thing, but it's actually not required to learn many difficult mantras and many different procedures. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is fully worshipped simply by chanting Hare Krishna. Even if we don't know any shlokas or mantras or yantras or tantras, or if we just chant Hare Krishna with faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is better than performing millions of yagyas. And anyone who thinks differently, they are sinful. According to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Koti ashrameda yagya ek naam, what is that? Eka naam asham, sheto pashande dande tarajam, something like that. So this chanting of Hare Krishna is the essence of all religious processes. Sarva jagya hoite Krishna nama jagya shah. The essence of all yagyas is chanting Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives that. So simply have faith in this process given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now just one thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he doesn't ask us to do any difficult austerities. But there is one consideration. Bishoya charya Shri Roshe Majiya Mukhe Balo Hari Hari. We can actually enter into the bliss of chanting the holy names of Krishna when we give up sense gratification. So that is also required. There's no question of the actual bliss of Krishna consciousness if we're still trying to enjoy this material world. We can't have both things. We can't have love of Krishna and try to be happy on the sensual platform. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Bhukti mukti sprihayavat pishachi hridivartate tarvat bhakti sukhasyatra katama bhyudayo bhavet. Rupa Goswami, the chief follower, there are several chief followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has given this example that as long as the witches, pishachis, of desire for material enjoyment or liberation are there within the heart, then how can there be the happiness of bhakti? They don't go together. We can't be materialistic sense enjoyers and also love Krishna. It doesn't work. So therefore, it's also required to understand why we are doing what we are doing. We should chant Hare Krishna with faith, but that faith becomes very solid if we understand what is the name of Krishna, why we are chanting, who is Krishna. So for this it is also required to hear about Krishna, understand about Krishna. This process is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yogam shikshatam eka purusha purana shri Krishna chaitanya sharira dhari kripam buddhya yastamaham prapadye. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he teaches the process of bhakti. Teaches means that is to be brought out. We're all devotees. Everyone is a devotee of Krishna, but that has to be brought out. So that education is required. that education in Krishna consciousness that is accompanied by Vairagya Vidya. Vairagya means not being attached to this world. Vidya means knowledge. You all know this. So, chanting is a very simple process. But it's also required to become detached from the so-called happiness of this world. And we can do so if we are in knowledge of what is the nature of this world and what is the nature of the spiritual world. So this education is required, and practical renunciation from this material world. Because we're not saying that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also never said that one has to perform difficult austerities or give up everything in this world, but one should not have the ambition to be happy in this material world. That very idea that I shall be happy in this world cuts us off from Krishna. So, Vairagya Vidyanija Bhakti Yogam Shiksharkuptam Eka Purushapara. Yes, so this Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, the greatest scholar of his day, he praised Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this way. So that bliss of Krishna consciousness, that can be there when we're fully surrendered to Krishna, when we're not cultivating other desires. If we're thinking, I can be happy in this material world, then we cannot get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's full mercy. So everyone should go on chanting Hare Krishna and at the same time studying Srila Prabhupada's books, hearing about Krishna in a manner that will increase our attachment for Krishna and decrease our attachment to this material world. That will automatically come by studying Srimad Bhagavata, hearing the message of the Gita and the Bhagavata. So further consideration of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's glories and mercy in this song is there. Vishaya Charisuri Mukhe Bala, Dekore, just see. In all the three worlds you can examine, there are so many great people, so many merciful people, so many good people. Not so many nowadays. But we see recently there was this Mother Teresa of Calcutta was very much praised for her welfare activities, but is nothing compared to the merciful activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Picking people off the street after they've lived there all their life and taking them into her home for the last few days before they die is actually not very helpful to anyone. And then, of course, if they recover, then they're out on the street again. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mercy he gives, is of a completely different quality. People who think that they are helping others by improving their material situation, they're in a big illusion. We cannot actually help anyone on the material platform, or even if we can, it's an insubstantial and inconsequential kind of help. Something like, you may know that in the gas chambers for the Jews and others, which were very efficiently organized by the Nazi regime in Germany, which still in Europe, they're still talking about it as if it happened yesterday. So they had a program that as they marched the people to be gassed to death, they would have a nice orchestra playing music for them. So this is like welfare work in the material world. We have to suffer, and there's a nice orchestra playing. You're sentenced to be lashed 50 lashes of the whip. But never mind, you can choose your music, you see. We'll have nice music, whatever music you want, you can have it play. So this is like welfare work in the material world. The material world is by nature miserable, and there's nothing that anyone can do to stop that. It's the very nature of this world. So to offer welfare in terms of this material world, it's actually ludicrous and misleading. So real welfare work is to first of all understand what is the situation of this material world and get out of here. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't just get us out of here, but he takes us all the way to the topmost part of the spiritual world, where there's simply pure bliss in love of Krishna. So there is no more merciful person than him. And it was practically seen during his pastimes that the birds and the animals would cry, the stone would melt in appreciation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's qualities. You can still see where the stones have melted, his footprints. His heart is so soft that even the stone would melt at the touch of his lotus feet. So, this song, very short song, says that Lochandas, the author of the song, says that I am still trying to enjoy this material world. I still didn't have attraction to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, Lochandas is a great devotee, but that is the nature of pure devotional service. The pure devotees don't think that I'm a devotee at all. So he feels that I'm being punished in this material world by not having attraction to this, because of my sinful activities. So we should feel like this. If we don't feel attraction to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should know that this is due to our sinful activities. Sinful activities means anything that we do for our own self-enjoyment that cuts us off from Krishna. So there are many beautiful songs about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is a very famous song. We don't have much time now, but we should make time. You know, this modern life is artificial. Simply working, 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 working. So, better lives. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's representative, who brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission to the whole world, Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to make communities in which we can live simply. We don't have to work. How many hours is the average working week here? 50, 60? 50? 40? No, more. Officially 40? Anyway, whatever it is, it's too much, that's for sure. You don't have to. Actually, human life is meant for singing about Krishna. That should be our main engagement. So we don't have to live like this. So Srila Prabhupada had this very good idea. Live on the land, produce your own food. You may not have electric lights and electric fans, but you have time to sit and chant Hare Krishna. So some of you are heading toward that way. So this is how you should raise your children. Instead of your children having big piles of books on mathematics, physics, they can have all different song books and learn that. and sing their way back to the spiritual world. You can have the spiritual world here also. You go to a place where everyone is always singing about Krishna. Would you like to live in such a place?
Yes.
So that's what we should do. Make that. Singing, if you go in your office and sing about Krishna, they won't appreciate it very much, I think. We should be in a place where if we're not singing about Krishna, that will be considered something wrong with you. There should be such places. So we should make these communities so we can spend our lives singing about Krishna, living with devotees of Krishna, being absorbed in Krishna. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give us. Unfortunately, there's no time now. So we'll finish here. And tomorrow we can also continue on this theme. Hare Krishna.